I'm Talking, episode 364 for April 6th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking advocate. So I think this week it's best that we start out with a definition, and the one that I like for what I'm trying to get across is one who pleads the cause of another or takes up the cause of another, I think is a good definition for this week. As people, we generally like someone who is willing to be our advocate, who takes our side. It makes us feel good about our position. And, you know, we hope that they are being truthful and not after something else, and they're just defending us because there's something in it for them, but it's just maybe they're doing it just because they think we're a good person. And we also hope it continues, that we don't do something that would keep someone from wanting to be our advocate. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So this week's word comes from John 14, verse 26, which says, "So when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you." So we learn a couple things from this verse. One is, who is the advocate? And we see it named as the Holy Spirit. And so that's pretty cool, because the one who is sticking up or taking the side of Jesus is actually, you know, one of the Trinity. But it's more than that, because we often think that we need to be Christ's advocate to the world, and that is not what this verse says. It really takes us off the hook, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and the Holy Spirit will teach us everything. And so when we need to be the advocate of Jesus Christ, and we need to be that as Christians, it's not through our own power, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the advocate, and he works through us to represent who Christ is to the world. That might sound a little scary, but the cool thing is that there is nothing that we have to do, because the power has been given to us to be advocates for Jesus Christ, because the real advocate is the Holy Spirit. I hope that finds comfort for you, that encourages you to be a witness in the world in which you live. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.